How do some of these other structures relate to the types of dogs the architects were assigned?
There's a wonderful piece that it's just sculptural. It's just gorgeous. And if you come to the museum, you can see it or on the museum's website. But this was the piece that Ken Yahara actually did for his miniature poodle. And it looks as if you would be walking upstairs into an inverted pyramid, which gets the space is smaller and smaller, but then you come out to a landing that is about 2 feet tall. And if that's sitting next to you at a chair, you are now at the same level as your owner. And it also can be allowed for the dog to get on and off a bed or to jump up instead of jumping up and having to, you know, fall off or try to get onto a sofa or another piece of furniture. This particular piece helps that dog do that. And also there's a security of doing that because it is surrounded by four sides as it takes those steps that go up above. And it's just so intuitive for dogs that use this. What we did do is we took a number of the pieces, and because we knew it would be far too tempting for people to come here without their dogs to actually want to try these. So we produced 5 of them, and we have those available as a small little dog park out here in the museum grounds, and people can bring their dogs. They can come here, they can play with their dogs with the items, and they do, and they love it. And it's really been fun to be able to do that. We also are breaking museum rules, going a little rogue here. On the first floor of the exhibit in this particular exhibition space, if you can carry your dog, we invite you to come and to bring your dog along with you. And we also then ask you to keep your dog on leash when you're outside of it on the museum grass. And on Thursday evenings, as tonight, when we're open until 8 o'clock, we have Yappy Hour for the dog's owners and a paw bar brought to us by Pussy and Pooch, local pet and designer show items for dogs. And they're here manning the paw bar, and our staff is managing the Yappy Hour. And it's been a really fun summer because it's owners and dogs together, and it's great.
Tell me about the 5 structures that you have outside through which the dog owners can take their own personal pets.
Well, one is the Ken Yahara piece that dogs can enter and come up on the other side and join in. Another is done by Turafu. It's a design group in Japan. And it's probably, I won't say the most simple, but it actually allows you, if you wanted to make it, you could make it. And I guess that it's important to note that all of these pieces, you can go onto our website, to Architecture for Dogs, and you can actually download the architectural plans and make these for your dog. And those are completely free, and we really encourage people to do that. And I think, and in fact, that's what we did, creating the works that were going to be out here in the lawn. And I think that, you know, that shows part of the sincerity of this also. Normally, to get an architectural plan from people of this height in their careers and the expense that these would cost to have something designed would be astronomical. And I know that hundreds of thousands of dollars have gone into construction of some of these and research and design. So you could get the plans and you could actually build some of these things for yourself. And we really have encouraged people to do so and post that on the web. And it's happened. So we're excited about that.